in Simon Tafkuf Mem Gimel Dimalach Lede Unuhudi Befol Moed Sif Aleph says Kol Davar Asr La So So Asr Lomer Lehenu La So So. Anything that you yourself are not able to do in Chol HaMoed, you can't ask a non-Jew to do it either. Mishnah Berurah explains Chachamim made Chol HaMoed like Shabbos and Yom Tov in this regard. However, if you need something on Chol HaMoed Letzorach to be done Letzorach Mitzvah, then that would be permissible through a non-Jew. The reason is because if Chol HaMoed is an Issur Drabanan, so then we're matir Shvus de Shvus Makom Mitzvah. So asking a non-Jew to do something is a Durabanan, and Chol HaMoed itself is a Durabanan. So you can ask a non-Jew to do something Letzorach Mitzvah, just like on Shabbos, a shvus Letzorach Mitzvah is Mutter. So to on Chol HaMoed, every Isser would be a Shvus de Shvus Makom Mitzvah if done through a non-Jew. And if Chol HaMoed is an Isser Doraisa, then since there is an opinion which holds, even though we don't rely on it, since there is an opinion in the Rishonim which holds that even for a mitzvah on a Isser Doraisa, you can be matir b'makom mitzvah. So even though we don't rely on it when it comes to Shabbos, l'ni chol hamoed, since it's a suffix anyway, then we will be makil. Sif Beis, Einu Yehudi Shekiba Me'erev Yom Tov Livnos Beisos Shel Yisrael B'Kabbalanus. If a non-Jew accepted on Erev Yontif to build something for a Jew, B'Kabbalanus, which means that they are not being paid by the hour, rather they're being paid for the job, still Aser Laniach Lasos B'Chol HaMoed Af Bishul Chutzatchum. You're not allowed to let the non-Jew do the work on Chol HaMoed, even if it's outside of the Tchum. On Shabbos, we would be Mekel if it's outside of the Tchum, because no Jews are going to be there, so there's no Marasayan issues. But on Chol HaMoed, where people are able to drive, so even if it's outside of the Tchum, you would not be allowed to do so. The reason that Kabbalanus is prohibited is because it's a Marasayan because of a Sechir Yom. So since it's all based on Marasayan, if people are going to be able to see it, then it's going to be a problem. That was all talking about building something which is mechubar. But if you give him an object to work on, like you give him clothing to clean or something like that, if you give it to him before Yontif and it's going to be done in the non-Jew's house, the non-Jew's place of work, so then that's okay, because since you're not asking him to do it on Chol HaMoed and he's choosing to do it on Chol HaMoed and nobody sees or nobody knows that which is being done is for a Jew, then it's going to be okay. If the object that you give is obvious that it belongs to a Jew or who it belongs to, then it might be problematic, but since in most cases it's not going to be the case, therefore you'd be allowed to, let's say, give clothing to a dry cleaner before Yontif to ask him to do it, even if he's going to do it on Chol HaMoed, that would be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah points out that in Siman Reish Mem Daled and Hilchos Shabbos, the Bar Halacha discussed what if everybody does it b'kablanus. Everybody pays the worker for the job being done to build the house, and not by the hour. So there's no longer a Maris Ayin issue that you're paying him specifically to work on Shabbos. So would that be okay? So the Bar Halacha brings different opinions and says it would probably be okay, but there's still another issue of Zilzul de Shabbos. That people are going to come to be degrading of Shabbos if they see work being done, and especially if it's loud noise, etc. So for Chol HaMoed, where people are already being mezalzel in Chol HaMoed, for sure one should be careful of this, as Moshe Feinstein writes, that one should make sure not to ask the workers, to make sure the workers don't come to do any building on Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed. If it is a Tzorich Mitzvah, if you're building a shul, so then there are many who are Mekel, but just to stand build a house, we should avoid that on Chol HaMoed.